Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. For its 21st Broadway anniversary, Wicked is welcoming two new witches to its company, making some history in the process. Starting March 4th, Lencia Cabetta and Allie Trim will assume the roles of Elphaba and Glinda. Current leads Mary-Kate Morrissey and Alexandra Socha depart on March 2nd. Cabetta recently spent 5 years touring with Hamilton, eventually assuming the role of Angelica Schuyler. Not only does Wicked mark her Broadway debut, she becomes the first black-identifying performer to play Elphaba full-time in Broadway history. Trim had been serving as a standby for Glinda for 2 years on and off. Notably, she made her Broadway debut in the musical 13. One of her castmates was Ariana Grande, who plays Glinda in Wicked's recently released motion picture adaptation. Wicked is still going strong in New York at the Gershwin Theater. Nominations for the 12th annual iHeartRadio Music Awards were just announced today. While this typically honors mainstream music and celebrates the most played songs and artists on top 40 stations across the country owned by iHeartMedia, there are several new categories that have been introduced this year, including the fan-voted Favorite Broadway Debut. This year's nominees are Adam Lambert for Cabaret, Ariana Madix for Chicago, Barbie Ferreira for Cult of Love, Charlie D'Amelio for Anne Juliet, Grant Gustin for Water for Elephants, Kit Connor for Romeo and Juliet, Lola Tung for Hadestown, Nicole Scherzinger for Sunset Boulevard, Rachel Zegler for Romeo and Juliet, Robert Downey Jr. for McNeil, Sebastian Yatra for Chicago, and Shailene Woodley for Cult of Love. Leading the mainstream field with 10 nominations apiece are Taylor Swift and Morgan Wallen. Close behind with 9 nods is Kendrick Lamar, this year's Super Bowl halftime show performer in a couple of weeks, along with Post Malone and Sabrina Carpenter. You can cast your votes for the 10 fan-voted categories right now through March 10th at 12 midnight Pacific time at iHeart.com/music-awards. The ceremony airs March 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And finally today, did you miss Robert Downey Jr.'s Broadway debut earlier this season in McNeil? Well, good news. Just announced today, it was filmed by the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts before its November 24th closure, and is now available for public viewing at the Theater on Film and Tape Archive. Downey played a self-absorbed novelist past the peak of his career, getting some assistance from artificial intelligence and proceeding to unravel. The New York Public Library for the Performing Arts is located at 40 Lincoln Center Plaza on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.